Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I have another unboxing for you. This one is going to be a big one. If you are a Marvel X-Men fan, that's not real inclusive, is it? X-People? Because there are women in the group. Anyway, X-Men. I believe X-Men number 14 introduced the Sentinels. The Sentinels have been a long time enemy of the X-Men, developed by Bolivar Trask. I believe Stan Lee and Kirby, I think that was a Kirby and Lee, worked together to develop the Sentinels. Sentinels have been around for freaking ever, man. But got my handy unboxing tool right here. Let's get started and I'll explain more about the Sentinels as I'm putting this thing together. And this thing is a beast. Wow. These are some massive boxes that, I mean, you can't even see them. I can't pan out enough to show you the whole box. These things are ginormous. This is box one. Big boy, heavy. I spared you the pain of having to watch me pull that one out of the box. Even though they were in outer boxes, you can see some of the corners still a little dinged and beat. That's box two. We're just gonna put it over here on the side. Well, that's blocking a lot of light. So we're gonna put it back here. We want light on our subject matter. The difference between the deluxe and the normal, the deluxe has all the little X-Men to go around it that are fighting the Sentinel, which makes sense of the damage you see. Oh, I believe this is probably the base. These are the bigger, flatter pieces. Our base, so let's, oh my goodness. Wow, that actually, there's little pieces of, it looks like busted up wood. So much so that it makes me want to try to brush off the splinters. There's instructions in the instruction book. I'm going to be smart this time and pull the instructions out first. Another foothold. Oh, he's got two footholds. This is not all going to fit on the spinner. I may have to take it off the spinning rack here. Just because. Yeah, this is his other foot. Yeah, you know what? Let's just get rid of this now. We'll put that over here. And it looks like these two pieces go together. Right now. As such. Oh, I felt magnets. That's usually a good sign. Oh, the base alone is bigger than a lot of the statues we put together. I don't know what this is, man. Ooh. Okay, it's like a lamp pole, street light that'd be broken. Okay, we're kind of skipping around just because that's the pieces I found at this time. And I do see a picture for the lamppost. It goes. Okay, that's the steps. It's going to go over here by the steps. It's keyed such that it will only fit one direction. Boom. A. Progress. That's showing in the wood area, and it's also keyed so that it will only fit, and it's magnetic. It is keyed too. A lot of them will just have corners cut so that it only fits in a certain way, like that. Here's a piece of artwork, and it looks like family picture, first day of school. It's got all the old X-Men's and their old spandexes. And it's showing, also just laying there, but that's keyed. So that will fit right there. Click clack. When you hear that click clack, you know the magnet hit and it's good to go. It even looks, oh, there we go. Sometimes you just gotta, it's just gotta hit the right way before it goes in. And that's the case with this one. Now I can see a little footprint here, so I'm guessing that's where Jubilee's gonna be sitting. Little bitty pin and peg there. Is that where this goes? It fits, so this one I don't see. Ah, some of these things are very tiny. I think it goes down there off of this piece. Does this piece have to come off first? Yeah, sometimes it's just a lot of trial and error, even with directions on how to do it. Angle piece right there. So it should go right here. And it does. It does. Goodness. This piece goes in the back by the rocks somewheres. Somewheres. Yeah. It's showing it back here by the rocks somewhere. Is that it? It is. Right there. This weighs as much as a real freaking leg, man. It's a polystone, which is kind of a, I guess, a ceramic type material. And the only problem I have with polystone is breakage. You gotta be very careful with the polystone. And I am, so not a problem. And they package them up really good. Ooh, look at that big old beefy leg. Big beefy leg. That's his left foot. Is that right? That's his instep. So the left foot should be in the... Ooh, is that only on there by magnets? Are you kidding me? It is only by magnet. Oh my goodness. I'm not sure I like that idea. I mean, it's a pretty strong magnet, don't get me wrong. But let's just wait until we get the other leg and the body put up before I leave it sitting by itself. Okay, this one, this leg's got a peg, so it's gonna be a little more stable. I'm sure it has a magnet also. We will see. I'd be surprised if there wasn't a magnet. Oh. Okay. Ooh. Big old right leg. He, the Sentinel does not skip leg day. Oh, and he's gonna go, yep, there's the hole for the peg. Don't force them, just kind of play with them. It will fall in place. Yeah, I think this is going to stand up a lot better once I, you know what, let's just put, it's more just leg, it's also his crotch piece, the groin area there. And if you look, this leg lines up with that. Yeah, see, I'm so much better leaving it like that with it connected, so it's got another point to hold it down, and this one is got the pin holding it in. I think we're ready for the Sentinel body. I mean, I'm going to have to zoom out drastically when I put the body on, just so you guys can see, because it's still... Still got more height to add to him. Anyway, I promise to tell you more about the Sentinels. Let me do that. Sentinels appeared X-Men 14. with Kirby and Lee. As I said earlier, I don't know if they realized how big the protagonist these Sentinels were going to be, but they keep popping up. They even altered some. I mean, Nimrod is a, I think he's an alternate universe version of the Sentinels. This is the classic Sentinel. Not like the movie Days of Future Past. Those were more advanced. A lot of them, they in the beginning, they had one purpose. Hunt mutants, kill mutants. Or capture, mostly kill, though. They didn't care if they brought you in alive or not. Believe that's how the fastball special, speedball special, whichever one where Colossus throws Wolverine, that's where that originated, I believe. Let me just see if I can back this up a little bit and get him in all his glory. Oof. Arms. He still needs arms. Okie dokie. This is one of his arms. This has got to be one of the, I mean, Sideshow, Iron Studios, Hot Toys, XM Studios, they all do some really good stuff. And I believe this is an Iron Studios. Yeah, Iron Studios. Distributed through Sideshow. This guy is just crazy, crazy large. Oh. Can you imagine, man? This dude is as big as a three-story house. With all that firepower. And he's hunting you down. So, yeah. They also developed Bolivar Trask, a Sentinel called Master Mold. Which is scary, because that's... That's basically a Sentinel that can build other Sentinels. So, you know, you think you're taking them all out. Well, no, they're building more. Oh, man. Look, I'm standing up. He's on the table, standard table height. He comes up over past my chin. This dude is impressive without all the X-Main running around him. Okay, here's another piece of the Sentinel I opened earlier. Way too early. So this is a curved piece. Looks like it's gonna go on his shoulder, on his left shoulder. So we're just gonna... No? Yep. Clicky clack. Got his shoulder put up. So yeah, Master Mold can just pump out more. Like it was like a factory for Sentinels. And at some point, Master Mold figured out, hey. Humankind doesn't know what they're doing. We need to take over and do all this stuff for them. And Bolivar Trask realized that that was bad news. So he sacrificed himself to get rid of Master Mold. Of course, just like any good villain, didn't stay dead. In fact, they even came out with Mother Mold, which was... even worse, because she was a Master Mold that made more Master Molds. So it was just like rabbits. They could just pop out tons and tons of Sentinels. This is basically Sentinel number one, normal. Now, Sentinel number one Deluxe has all the X-Men on it. We got Sentinel 1 Deluxe. So So let's put on some X-Mane. Oh, this is my favorite right part. Oh my goodness. That's beast. Beastie boy. Ooh, God, he's so pretty. So pretty. He is up tearing the shoulder apart. So let's just see how he connects. There. That's beautiful. Just with Beast. I like it already. I like it a lot. Oh, this. I recognize that yellow and blue. Big fan favorite, X-Man. It is
Logan
Hallett, Weapon X, Wolverine. Yeah, you just gotta get lined up just right. It's a lot of trial and error, give and take. Don't get frustrated and try jamming in there. You might end up breaking something. This is, the masked face of Wolvie. That's gonna be on her magnetic click. Not a problem with that one. Rogue, she's got a little peg in her thigh, and you're gonna position her where her uppercut is taking him out. And her head should just be a magnetic little divot, and you'll hear it click. Oop, there it was, a small little click. Click, click, and man, they sculpted her nice. With her green bandana flowing behind her and the hair, and she's even got that grimace on her face from punching the Sentinel. Cyclops. Pretty sure he's got an optic blast. It's magnetic on the side that connects to the Sentinel, and in his eyepiece, there's no eyes because this gets inserted. Jubilee. She is, on this wooden base here. There's a footprint with a peg. Actually, just gotta line those things up right. There you have it. Boulevard Trask's invention, mutant hunting sentinels. This bad boy is crazy detailed, amazing. I'm just, so much stuff. And if you don't get the deluxe, all you're gonna get is a battle damaged Sentinel. The X-Men, it's an extra $500, but you're getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 X-Men who are, they're 1/10 scale also. So they're pretty good size, the size of a normal little statue, but they're all beating up on the big boy here. And all the destructions, I believe this is going for $1,700 on Sideshow right now. It's probably sold out, would be my guess. This is Sentinel number one. There are a total of three. And they all work around a diorama. And the other ones come with deluxe versions also with other X-Men fighting them. The one I'm waiting for is the one with Magneto. An Angel. So, this is just, I can't get over how detailed, it's a presence. If you walk in a room and you see this, you're like, oh my God. There's a destruction hole right through the middle where Wolverine is coming through after he cut. Just the destruction stuff too. I mean, the detail on the wood, I keep wanting to brush these little splinters off, but that's just painted on there. All the other things broken up, the little family portrait broken back there. So that was my Sentinel number one deluxe from Sideshow unboxing, manufactured by Iron Studios, sold by Sideshow. It's X-Men versus Sentinel number one. Comes in two boxes. It's a big boy. The deluxe is $500 more than the normal Sentinel, but you get all the X-Men. It makes so much more sense with the other X-Men around it. Fighting him. This thing is, if you've got the extra, you can use your STEMI money and buy this bad boy. There's two other ones though, so you would have to hope for another two stimuluses if you want to try to get these. It is awesome. That being said, if you enjoyed this video and you'd like to see more unboxings or other cool videos that we do, subscribe. It really does help. It helps our metrics drastically. Subscribe if you want to know every time we put up a new video, hit the bell icon, and we will do our best to make cool videos like this for you guys. So, until the next video, later, nerd.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.